President Trump said today he wants all Jeffrey Epstein grand jury testimony made public as he continues to spar with parts of his political base over his handling of the matter. At the same time, Mr. Trump acknowledged that even releasing all that testimony might not be enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics. Earlier, Mr. Trump said that supporters pressing him to release more Epstein material are weaklings who have fallen for a Democratic hoax. With some conservative critics saying now that the president is part of a cover-up, attention is turning to the relationship between the two men. New York Times White House correspondent Luke Broadwater has written about what's known about the Trump-Epstein relationship. Luke, how far back do these two men go?
Well, we know they've known each other since at least the late 1980s or 1990 when Jeffrey Epstein purchased a property in Palm Beach. Shortly thereafter, the two men became friendly. They ran in the same circles. They were both from New York. They were both rich. They both had a love for nightlife and for attending flashy parties and being surrounded by women. And so for about 15 years, as best we can tell, they were pretty tight. Trump flew on Epstein's private jet, Palm Beach in New York, at least seven times. And it isn't until 2004 when they really have a falling out, when they become rivals over a real estate property in Florida. They both wanted the same oceanfront mansion. And Donald Trump and Epstein sort of become rivals or even enemies after that.
And after that break, after the break over the that real estate, did they ever get back together or was that it?
Not as best we can tell. There's no public record of them interacting after about 2004.